Let me give you a couple tips to keep people on the phone. A lot of you do work with leads, isn't that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Internet leads and regular, you know, where you're going to do email to people as well as calling people on the phone. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And then, of course, you also have a lot of you still work with people that you know, friends, family, contact, acquaintances, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give you a couple tips to keep people on the phone. Number one, tell the person that it'll be quick. Let me ask you this. How many of you have ever been called by a telemarketer and remember how long they go into their spiel without taking a breath?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Right. I mean, those, and, you know, think about that. These poor girls, most of them, who do this, it's mostly women that they have doing that stuff, they didn't think of these scripts. Don't think for 1 minute that anybody normal would ever do this to anyone else. They don't. It's these companies who haven't ever sold anything to anyone, obviously, in these positions, these corporate positions, you know, the ones we talked about yesterday, telling salespeople what to do. So the poor salespeople figure, okay, this must be what it is. And I think it's because of the nonstop rattling that the people have done that, you know, the do not call legislation and the do not call list is largely a response to the way people were treated on the phone. If somebody called me with something interesting and it were dinner time, I wouldn't mind. You got something cool? Great. Let me hear. Oh, interesting. But when somebody goes for 60 seconds, you don't get a word in edgewise, and you have no idea half the time what they're talking about because they're talking so fast and they don't stop, it's insulting. And I would be willing to bet that all the people that have signed up for the do not call stuff are people who responded more to that than the fact that they were called. What do you think?
Yeah, very logical.
So think about this. The minute you pick up the phone, you're going to tell the person three things to keep people listening. Tell them it's going to be quick. And here's the line you use. You're going to stick this in different places in your script. Just make sure you've got the line because you'll put it in. There's a different place, depending on the script, you can stick it in. I only have a minute, and I'm calling you because, can you imagine? Your phone rings. It's dinner time. Telemarketers on the phone, and they say, hi, is this Mrs. Jones? Okay, listen, this is Kim Claver. I only have a minute. Are you going to, like, hang up, or are you going to listen a second?
You listen.
Why? Because we're all human beings. You only have a minute? Oh, great. What? Is that what kind of what you do?
Yeah.
As opposed to, oh, my God, get this person off the phone. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I only have a minute, and I'm calling you because this will bring instant relief to people who are busy. And it will let your family know, this is especially good for family. Hi, Grandma, listen, I only have a minute. But, you know, you don't really want to hear about the hemorrhoids, do you? And in cold market conversations, it totally sets you apart. Number two, you need to want to learn how to say goodbye first. Say goodbye first. So here's what you do. You can add a couple of phrases at the end of your conversation. I got to run, another call. Got to run, another call. Or if you want to do the long version, you can do that too. This is on page 223. I have to run. I have another call, but I wanted you to know, yada, yada, yada. Be the first to say goodbye. How many salespeople do you know that have ever contacted you who were the first to say goodbye? Don't you want to surprise your customers?
Yeah.
And surprise people on the other end with a happy surprise? We did that. Had a blast. Wait, don't hang up. No, sorry, we got to go. Oh, wait. Very different reaction. Okay, and the third one is the Fuller Brush Band Pause. Seth Godin wrote the book Permission-Based Marketing. I think I mentioned it the other day. Mm-hmm. And he writes a number of articles for Fast Company magazine. And here's a little quote. Get this. The Fuller Brush Man knew what he was doing. In the old days, Fuller's door-to-door salesman learned a basic rule. After you ring the bell, take a step or two backward. That way, the woman of the house won't feel intimidated opening the door for a stranger. Now, isn't that novel?
Yeah.
In telephone marketing, somebody trained like the Fuller Brush Man, what would you do? What do you do?
Give him your attention.
What does the Fuller Brush Man do? He rings, picture this, he rings the doorbell. The lady opens the door. What does every Fuller Brush Man do if they're trained right?
They grab the door and they're trying to come in.
They take a step backward. That's why it's called the Fuller Brush Man Pause. I called it that. Because that's what Fuller Brush Men did. That's how they were distinguished. From the other salespeople, what would they do? The woman comes to the door.
They're in your living room before you know it.
They jam their foot in the door, right? Don't let the woman close the door, and they're in there. Right, they're in there with their Kirby's or whatever they've got that they're selling. Right? But this can be done on the phone as well. What would be a fuller brush man pause for you?
Pause?
Yeah. The minute somebody says hello, you have your little short, which I'll give you in a second, you have your little short script, and then you're going to pause to allow the person to feel like you've taken a step back out of their living room. Same thing. You want to use the same kind of manners. You want to be somebody where you can be proud of being yourself.
Well, I'm glad you got to the end. This is Kim Claver, and this is an excerpt from the 100 Customers 100 Days audio set, which is being used by tens of thousands of people in like 34 different countries. So if you'd like to get the rest of this or see what the rest of it is, so you can kind of get an idea of how, by learning what to say to people in different situations, whether you're on the phone or whether you're on the street or whether you're at a social, how that can get them interested in what you have to say instead of wanting to run the other way. So here's the website to go to. Put in www.sayxyz.com. So say S like Sam, AYXYZ.com. So all together, sayxyz.com. And you'll see that program and the kind of stuff that's in there and how it can help you talk like a normal person so that other people treat you like a normal person. All right, this is Kim Claver. I'll talk to you soon. P.S. If you are a Facebook sort, come on over to my Facebook page and say hi. It's facebook.com/Kim.Claver. So that's /Kim, K-I-M, .Claver, K-L-A, V like Victor, E-R. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.